After running around all morning, it's good to stop. Let your thoughts settle down. Take stock of where you are. You've got this body, you've got this mind, and they're strong when they work together. When they get separated, they get weakened. It's like a house with an owner. If the owner stays in the house is protected by the owner, and the owner is protected by the house. In other words, when rain comes, when cold comes, when heat comes, you can go into the house, and the house will protect you from the elements outside. At the same time, if anything happens to the house, if a pipe breaks or insects get inside, the owner is there to take care of things. The same way when you're with the body. The mind is with the body, the body is with the mind. The mind looks after the body. Make sure the breath comes in well. That you're not carrying a lot of tension around in the body. It's good at the beginning of the meditation to make a survey. Where is there tension or tightness right now? And then relax it. Go through the body, start with the feet coming up the legs to get to the neck and the head, then start with the arms up to the shoulders. If there's any tension that doesn't have to be there, let it relax. You can compare your left side with your right side if you're not sure. Or if you see there's more tension on one side than the other, relax it. Let the effect ripple through the body. It's like the owner looking after the house. Of course, the house protects the owner. When you're here, you're not off in some thought world someplace. You're grounded here in the present moment with a good place to stay. When the mind has a good place to stay like this, it can gather its strength so that when it does need to think about things, does need to take on duties, it comes from a position of strength. So the more you can keep the mind with the body, the better both are. Both are protected. That way you can decide when you know that something has to be done. You have the strength to do it. And you have a sense of well-being inside that makes you inclined to want to do what you know is right. When we're feeling too tired, feeling too tense, feeling frazzled, it's very easy to say, I don't care, or I'm not up to this. But here you are, you can maintain your sense of well-being in the body. It helps nurture well-being in the mind. And you can do that as you go through the day. There's no reason why you can't. That way you're not piling extra burdens on yourself, which means that when actual burdens do come along, you have the strength to shoulder them. When other people need help, you have the strength to take on some of their duties too. So you're not the only person who benefits from this protection. Again, it's like having the owner in the house. If a fire were to start in the house and the owner were not there, then it could spread easily to other houses. But if the owner is there, as soon as you sense that the fire is starting, you can stop it. The houses around you are safe. So you're not the only person who benefits from meditation. The people around you benefit too.